Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Tracy Hammond, who's a vice president with Dutco Worldwide. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Yeah, glad you could be with us. Dutco, for those who may not know, is the lobbying firm that the Carpet and Rug Institute has hired to keep an eye on legislation that would impact the carpet business. I thought it'd be good just for us to talk because it's a little bit of a slow time now right after the Memorial Day holiday, and just get your take on what the federal government's focused on in Washington right now.
Sure. Happy to do that, Kemp. Well, it'll come probably as no surprise that Congress and the administration remains extremely focused on the federal deficit, you know, the budget and fiscal issues that sort of dominated the elections last fall in 2010, and it continues to dominate the policy debate here in Washington, particularly among those freshmen and new members of the House and Senate as well, who kind of got swept in on those messages and on those issues last fall. You did mention it's a bit of a slow week this week, although there is still certainly plenty of stuff going on. There was a meeting actually yesterday at the White House. It was a bipartisan, bicameral meeting to talk about the federal deficit, you know, the upcoming debt ceiling action that needs to be taken. As most of your listeners might know, the United States is coming very close to reaching the limit to the amount of money the government can borrow. And it's sort of one of the actions that is driving a lot of other actions here in D.C. because there probably won't be a simple, straightforward vote to raise this debt ceiling. There will probably be a lot of other policy riders and potential guarantees to reduce spending, to potentially cut funding going forward. That is certainly something that the Republicans are focused on, and to some degree some moderate conservative Democrats, and it's something, because of that, that the White House and Democratic leadership has to focus on as well. You know, talking to several offices up on Capitol Hill, there's not a great deal of legislation flowing through the House and the Senate and reaching the president's desk, and a lot of folks have begun to say, look, if you want to get something done, you need to probably attach it to something like a debt ceiling vote or put it on an appropriations bill, because not a lot of other types of monumental legislation will happen this year, which is sort of a departure from the last couple of years, where we've seen pretty monumental legislation in the areas of health care, financial regulation reform, and those areas go through the legislative process and reach the president's desk.
Yeah. So on this debt ceiling, just to go back to that a minute,
sure.
Some of the people are saying that we've got to raise the ceiling just to get through, and yeah, we'll address this later. Take, for instance, the senator in Tennessee, Bob Corker, has said that he's definitely not going to vote for anything to raise this ceiling. Is that going to shut the government down, possibly?
It may not shut the government down. What the real concern is, if Congress does not act and raise the ceiling, would be sort of havoc in the financial markets and the potential impact on Wall Street and the folks around the globe that hold U.S. government debt in the forms of bonds and other things, and what their reaction could be. You know, several folks have made similar statements to Senator Corker on this, and that they have no intention of raising the debt ceiling. At least my opinion, what ultimately gets worked out is that most folks will vote for an increase in the debt ceiling, but tied to that vote and part of the raising of the debt ceiling will be cuts in future spending, something to that degree to help assure that such an increase won't be necessary in the future, and that the folks here in Washington can tell their constituents, we are sort of riding the ship, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just had in Dalton a couple weeks ago, we had a manufacturer summit. Did you happen to come down for that?
I did not, but one of my colleagues, my CEO at Dutco Worldwide, Mark Erian, actually participated.
Okay, well, there was a follow-up article written actually by one of our congressmen. Part of the issue with this lack of job growth is because the government's got involved and their regulations are stifling growth. Is there anything being done about that?
Well, yes, there is. There is a lot of activity sort of around reg reform is sort of the shorthand here in Washington, so regulatory reform, of course, particularly among the House Republicans. As you know, the control of the House of Representatives switched parties last fall. Republicans now have a fairly commanding majority in the House of Representatives. With that come the gavels to all of the committees and of course the schedule on the House floor and what the House considers. Several committees have taken a very aggressive oversight and investigatory role in looking at agencies such as the Environmental Protection Agency, Health and Human Services, Commodity Futures and Trading Commission, OSHA, Department of Labor, things like that. Several pieces of legislation have been introduced in the House. They've received considerable legislative attention in the form of hearings, committee markups, and consideration. Some have reached the House floor and have subsequently been passed by the House. The Senate, though, as you know, is still controlled by Democrats. Right. And a lot of that legislation is sort of setting on the Senate doorstep at this point. And I don't foresee Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senate Democrats taking a great deal of that legislation up in the next year or so. Deals could be brokered, you know, compromises could be made, you know, sort of a tit-for-tat sort of thing in terms of some other legislation, but the House is going to kick up a lot of dust and make some noise and put forth some legislation and move some of it, but I don't think that very much of it is going to reach the president's desk because the democratically controlled Senate is probably not going to consider and take up much of that legislation.
Yeah. You know, I get the sense that there's still a lot of hand-wringing going on up there, and they're lining up down the middle aisle on a lot of these things. Is there any feeling from your perspective that somebody's going to decide that, yeah, we all need to cut these expenses or we need to reduce these regulations? When are we going to get past the logjam, if you will, of partisan debate and get something done?
That's a great question, Kemp. You know, I wish I could tell you the exact answer. I think my best guess and what, you know, a lot of my peers and colleagues are saying here in Washington as well is that, unfortunately, we are going to see the same pattern continue to be played out that is being played out right now, probably all the way through next fall's elections in 2012. And then I think people have an understanding that whatever happens in 2012, you know, beginning in 2013, whoever is still standing, be it President Obama, you know, a new successor in the White House, whoever has the majorities in the House and Senate, will really have to grapple with some of these issues. I think a perfect example to touch on briefly is sort of tax reform. You've probably heard a lot of folks talk about maybe simplifying the tax code or lowering some of the rates and reducing the number of loopholes, that sort of thing. We're seeing some hearings here in town. We're not seeing a lot of legislative movement. I think we're going to hear a lot of talk about this over the next 18 or 20 months, a lot of sort of laying the groundwork for that sort of thing. I think the same can be said sort of for long-term deficit reductions in government spending, that sort of thing, laying the groundwork so that in 2013, whoever survives the 2012 elections and comes back in 2013, they're going to have a lot of work on their plate at that point.
Well, there's some serious things need to be addressed as we look at the economic strengths of these BRIC nations and the potential loss of our dominance in the world markets. Sure would be nice if they could straighten it out up there, wouldn't it?
It really would be nice. You know, everybody up here makes a lot of talk about wanting to help U.S. manufacturers and domestic manufacturing, yet there's not a lot being done to do that. And I think everybody would be happy if the government could either A, you know, get out of the way in certain instances, or B, you know, lend a helping hand every now and then, you know, when it helps balance the playing field with other countries.
Yeah, we need another Ronald Reagan.
He certainly got a lot of things done, Kemp. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Okay, Tracy, well, I appreciate you spending time with us again. I just wanted to let our audience hear what was going on in Washington. Again, we've been talking to Tracy Hammond, who's vice president with Dutco Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.
Thank you, Kemp.